The battle raged with a fierce intensity. Karin was surrounded by a sea of flashing claws, creatures scrabbling to climb over his power armor, striking him as they tried to get at the space marine inside. He fought them off with ease, carried along by his fury, swept up in a tide of death. His talons hummed and spat with electrical energy as he cut a swathe through the mass of pink flesh and bone. He heard more than felt the meteor storm as the hail of tiny stones rained down on his armor, scoring the black ceramite where it fell. Further afield, boulders hurtled out of the sky, decimating the clashing armies, tearing great furrows and ridges in the landscape. Impact craters formed huge pockmarks across the battlefield, and chaotic piles of the dead lay all around them. Aliens and Raven Guard alike swallowed indiscriminately in the waves of earth that rushed out from the site of each strike. Above, the sky looked as if it were on fire. Karin twisted sharply to the right, swinging his talons up to spear a Hormagaunt through the head. He gave his wrist a quick jerk, and the creature's face came away in a spray of sickly ichor. Its twitching body fell to the ground, but Karin had no time to savor the moment. For every alien he killed, another two took its place. The Voxbeat buzzed suddenly to life in his ear.
Captain?
Karin grunted. The sound of another voice pulled him momentarily from the trance of the battle.
Go ahead, Phoebus.
We're ready, Captain. The alien army is in position.
Karin grinned inside his helm, striking down another Hormagaunt with a swipe of his twin lightning claws.
Your timing couldn't be better, brother. Mount your attack, and may the Emperor be with you.
The Vox crackled and went dead. Karin spun, arcing round to catch another of the beasts that had managed to get behind him. He jabbed his fists through the Hormagaunt's torso, pulling them apart to splay the creature open, spilling its organs in a bloody heap. The ground shook as another massive meteor struck from above, gouging the landscape, ripping an immense furrow across the battlefield. Scores of aliens died in its wake, buried in the accompanying deluge of mud and loam. Karin glanced up. The Raven Guard were still showering the Tyranid army with heavy bolter shells and plasma grenades, but many of them were being thrown off course as they collided with the meteors that filled the sky, exploding in midair before reaching their targets. He looked to the left. It was difficult to see through the tangle of grappling limbs, but the bike squads had now closed on the left flank of the Tyranid army, closing off their escape route through the trees. Karin laughed as he turned his attention back to the swarm of aliens, freeing his arm from the grip of a Hormagaunt that was trying to scrabble up and over his leg. He crushed its skull in his fist. His plan was working. With Phoebus closing in on the Xenos army from behind, flanking them with a Raven Guard force comparable in size to the one under Corin's direct command, they had the Xenos pinned. To the right, like the walls of a great dam, were the walls of the ruined city. The Tyranids were completely surrounded. Now, it was a waiting game. All they had to do was hold the line. Karin willed Gravis to hurry.